Problems still exist for the U.S. and the world after a long conflict in Afghanistan. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Mines, research fellow at George Washington University, delves into why.
When the United States reached an agreement with the Taliban in 2020 to secure our exit from Afghanistan, certain promises were made. One of the biggest was that the Taliban would not allow terrorists, including Al-Qaeda, to use the country to threaten the United States and our allies. They lied. On July 31st, a U.S. drone strike in downtown Kabul killed Ayman al-Zawahiri, Osama bin Laden's successor and the leader of Al-Qaeda. Now, al-Zawahiri was there in Afghanistan's capital under the permission, invitation, and protection of top Taliban officials, many of whom are themselves wanted terrorists. Earlier this summer, top United Nations officials had also warned that the Taliban were relocating terrorist groups in Afghanistan to make them less conspicuous, allowing the continued presence of terrorist training camps in some areas, and potentially even granting citizenship to foreign fighters. Now, when they've been found out, the Taliban have simply deflected, denied, or launched their own accusations in response. Now, there's still a lot we don't know. What other Al-Qaeda members are being hosted in Afghanistan? Will a new Al-Qaeda leader also be protected in the country? And will he be allowed to coordinate Al-Qaeda's global network? Will we be launching more drone strikes against terrorists in Afghanistan if the Taliban don't change? And what will that solve in the long run? Right now, these are hard questions to answer. But what we do know is that the Taliban's relationship with Al-Qaeda is decades long. It runs deep. And it was always a long shot that we'd be able to change this. After 1 year of being back in power, the Taliban has solidly proven that they can't be trusted when it comes to counterterrorism.
That was Andrew Mines of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.